Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a category nobody really probably tracks. Hat tricks for 40-year-olds in the NHL.
He might be leading that one.
Well, there are some stats on that, and I believe our next guest is going to have some details on that. John Walton joins us now. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Zabe sitting in for JP. Good morning, Mr. Walton. How are you?
John, I love you. Welcome,
Zabe. Zabe, we have not done this in a long time. It is good to talk with you. And B. Mitch, I appreciate the theme music as always.
John's the biggest Prince fan out there.
I love it. So, John, last time you and I actually, I think, were within eyesight of each other, even though we didn't speak, June 7th, 2018.
Damn.
Do you remember what happened on that day?
It was a good day, so I think maybe this is going to bring about good events is the best that I can imagine here. Yeah, that was
Stanley Cup Game 5 in Vegas, 4-3 final. Cup gets raised. I'm there as a fan just because a friend of a friend said, hey, I got a ticket. You want to come out? And I'm like, hell yeah. And I'm like, they better win it tonight because this is the only ticket I have for the series. Like, if it goes further than this. But then I saw you got to have your skate with Lord Stanley, and you talked about how much it meant to you as a kid growing up with the game of hockey, and I thought that is a really cool, special thing. I was very happy for you, John.
Yeah, that was an amazing night, and easily in 15 seasons here, the best moment I think you could ever ask for. And yeah, just the memories of that. It's funny, you know, as a kid and, you know, in your 20s and whatever, you know, going to Vegas with your buddies, you never could have imagined that the best hockey moment you'd ever have in your life, and certainly one of the best moments of your life, period, would be in Vegas. It would have nothing to do with winning anything other than just being along for the ride with the greatest group of guys ever. It was such a special time back then.
Very cool. And Alex Ovechkin is still churning along. I would have ventured to bet that many casual sports fans, not from D.C., that know of Ovechkin, that don't follow the NHL on the regular, might be shocked to be like, he's still playing? He's 40? And like, I mean, I know he broke the record last year, so that would catch the eye of the casuals.
He's 40 and he got a hat trick last night.
Right. Okay. So give me your perspective on the unbelievable Russian machine that never breaks, even at 40.
You know, this season has been wild in the fact that not just with Alex, but in the first quarter of the season, which really kind of came to a close earlier this week, this team had trouble scoring goals. It seemed to be contagious. The special teams haven't been very good. And they started out winning 6 of 8, but then they went a stretch of 10 games and they only won twice and things weren't going very well. And then all of a sudden, this week, in beating Los Angeles and then just beating up on Edmonton here and then pummeling Montreal last night, And Alex, again, is right in the middle of it. And he had had a hat trick last year against Edmonton in February, 32nd hat trick of his career. And the way he started, it's like, okay, he's getting a few, and he's starting to heat up a little bit. But, you know, when he goes into Montreal, something special happens. He has hat-tricked them four times now, the most of any single team in his career. Damn. And it's not even a divisional team, right? Like you'd expect if it were, you know, the Rangers or the Flyers or even back in the Southeast Division days, the Florida Panthers or Tampa Bay or something. They've never been a division with Montreal. That doesn't seem to matter. He just goes in there and beats them up. So even at 40, and to be able to do what he did at the end of the game. And guys, I want to talk a little bit about Dylan Strome last night, because Ovi got the hat trick in large part because of a pass that Dylan made to him. And we're like, wow, Dylan had this tremendous night, three assists, and we're talking about it. And we didn't know what had happened during the game where, you know, his wife was due in 2 weeks with their third child, a daughter. And we find out when we walk in the room, Ovi actually talked first, and he was talking about Stromer and a big night for his family. And, you know, Mike Vogel and I are looking at each other like, what's he talking about? I have no idea what's happening right now. And then Stromer comes back, I have something to say. And he breaks down. He starts crying. He's emotional. He missed the birth of his daughter. It happened so fast. She went in during the warm-up of the game last night, and the child was born by 7:30. We weren't even out of the first period yet.
Wow.
And so here he is, not even in the country, and this wildly emotional moment. I mean, you guys have been in a whole lot of locker rooms, and I have too. I've never had a moment like that where I'm looking across at other people in the scrum going, well, didn't expect it. I thought we were going to talk about eight goals and a big Caps win here, and now suddenly we've taken a big left turn. And it was emotional. It was bonding, I think, for these guys, too. It was just such a wild room, and they were so supportive of him, and it was so emotional. And just on a random Thursday night in November in the middle of the season, it was crazy last night.
So imagine the stories they're going to tell that kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Baby, you know the night you were born?
Right. So Ovechkin has the hat trick, but Strome had the life trick.
Yeah.
A third daughter, John. Third daughter on a three assist night.
Yeah.
Now, I've got two daughters, but three daughters, I mean, it's going to be a wild ride in their teenagers. You got three daughters,
yes.
You bitch?
Yes.
Three for three?
And three or four.
Okay.
Son was first, and then I got three in a row.
Well, you know how it is when they're teenagers. So he's going to be a wild ride with three daughters when they're in high school, but it's what a blessing that is. And I am hoping and assuming, John, that the Caps social media team has some assets of that moment that they're going to put out at some point.
Oh yeah, they've got video out. They're so good at that. Like they
is it out already
out last night? Yeah, it's okay. Out there. And then, so I mean, I was sitting there asking a question. That was, you know, I'm ready to ask a hockey question, and then we're hit with that. And it was like, well, what do you ask now? So Mike Vogel actually started, and he said, you know, just what. You know, the emotion of it. And then I said, you know, what did it mean to have your teammates behind you? I mean, that's such a, you know, it's pretty devastating. The due date was in 2 weeks. Like, we were talking about the California trip in 2 weeks. Like, maybe Dylan wouldn't be there for part of it because of the birth of their child. And here he is in Montreal. We were gone. We were only in Montreal for 22 hours. I mean, we got in at 2 in the morning. We were out last night before midnight. So it was a shortest of short trips. You're not even probably thinking, it's like, I'll be home. And even he said, I'm going to get home in time. Like, I mean, I got a chance, right? I mean, the game's going to go. We're going to fly right home. We're going to be at Dulles by 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30, whatever. And I'll go right to the hospital. And it just didn't work that way for him.
Yeah, so, I was able to get home one time. I rolled in the house and rolled right back out.
Rolled in?
Rolled I got out. Back from Kansas City.
Change your
like,
undershirt?
Don't drop. Don't stop. Let's keep moving.
Oh,
and
my
go
God.
Back and boom.
That is funny. Yep. So it would be funny if the announcers, the PA announcer, John, said, goal by number 8, assist number 17. Also, your daughter has been born. Congratulations. At 4:23, the first period, 4:23. Goal to number 8 and a child to number 17.
And it was in Montreal, so it would have been in French, too. That would have been great.
Right, exactly. All right, so with this last couple of games where they have just slaughtered some teams.
15 goals.
What does it do to the outlook for the rest of the season? And I wasn't here to start the year to get the vibe, John, on what they were thinking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This year was gonna be, but does it change things?
I think there are still some work things that need to be done. It's a work in progress. I would say special teams still have a ways to go, but I think that some of the injuries are going to still be an issue. Pierre-Luc Dubois probably won't be back until after the Olympics. And for Nick Dowd, missing last night, something shorter term, but hopefully he's back soon. That those are two big losses defensively. But this team is, you know, last year was wild in the fact that I didn't think that they were a division winner. I certainly didn't think they would be at the very top of the Eastern Conference. I thought they were a good team, but they were a great team, and they won a playoff round. And, you know, they found, okay, this is what we got to do to beat Carolina. We got to get faster. We got to, you know, they were legitimately one of the top eight teams in the regular season, the second best team in the league last year. They had a lot of guys that had career years. So in any sport, you're going to have some regression. And the Caps had more than their share the first quarter, where Connor McMichael was off to a slow start. Alexei Protas was off to a slow start. And even Alex was off to a slow start. But they all seemed to be, after all the puck luck that hadn't gone their way in the first 16, 17 games, now in the last little bit, feels like it's starting to turn the corner a little bit. They found some line combinations that work. They will probably be hard-pressed to turn it into a division title before it's all said and done. But I've said it from the beginning. Carolina, New Jersey, Washington, probably the top three teams in the league. They filter out in some way, shape, or form. And the Caps very much, will be a playoff team when it's all said and done. And in the Eastern Conference this year, guys, and I don't know how much you see it day-to-day, but it's wild right now. Everybody is within. I mean, the Caps were, before the game on Monday, they were in 26th place in the league. They are now 2 points from first place in the Metropolitan Division, which is crazy. I mean, just three wins and it's so bunched together and nobody's pulled away. Nobody's lost too much. Everybody's kind of in that mushy middle. And it just, you know, the Caps have weathered that. So now, if you can start turning the corner, do more of what happened last year, improve on special teams, get some guys back, no reason to think the good things aren't going to happen here.
John, answer you this question. Ovi last year got injured, broke his leg, came back. And you start questioning, will he be able to break the record? He did that. This year, now he started off a little slow. He got a hat trick last night. We're 22 games in, 62 games left. Has 7 goals now. What's the possibility or the expectation of how many goals he can score this year?
I'm laughing because he's 40, and every time, I've 15 years of me doing this now, and every year, even going back to, you know, late 20s, early 30s, like, oh, he's going to slow down. Oh, this is going to, you know, is he going to get the record? Is he going to even get to, you know, 700? And then, you know, he just keeps going and gets 50 goals and hat tricks on the second to last day of the season to get to 50 when you didn't think he'd get there. And then you think, oh, he's going to blow the record away. And then you're right. He breaks his leg almost a year ago to the day in Salt Lake City. And like, oh, he's not going to do it this year. And then, well, of course he's going to do it. It's Alex. He always does it. And now, you know, I was even talking with a couple of people after the game last night. I like, you know, after 32 hat tricks, you know, he's 40. Are we going to see another one? And then lo and behold, of course, he does it in Montreal. I mean, how dare I even think that he might not do it again? Because he always does it again. And there's going to come a day when he doesn't, and it's time to call it a career. But right now,
he might be 50 then.
I mean, he might be, right? I mean, everything is just, I mean, he just keeps finding ways to do it. And, you know, now, you know, working with Dylan Strome last night and back with Anthony Beauvillier, he's been with a lot of different line mates. There's been a lot of changes, a lot of been in flux most nights, and he just has gotten on a heater again. And as he goes, so goes the team. And you'd like to think that that gets the power play jump started. They have their just their second game all season last night that they had more than one power play goal in a game. So maybe the sky's the limit. Ethan Frank hadn't scored a goal since last season, a stretch of 18 games. He got 4 points last night, 2 goals, 2 assists. And just everybody seems to be all of the sudden, after a lot of guys were really fighting it, a lot of guys feeling pretty good coming back from Montreal last night, getting ready for Tampa tomorrow.
You mentioned Dubois not being back until after the Olympics. I just want to talk about how happy I am that the Olympics and the NHL have figured this out, because I have thought that this being a part of the Olympics is one of the great things that they finally figured out how to do. So I'm excited for it this winter.
Yeah, and me too. And on our Saturday show here tomorrow on a fan, on Cap Saturday Faceoff, Kenny Albert's going to join us. And Kenny's calling the Olympics and calling hockey in Milan. And we talk about that. It's just the greatest tournament, not since Sochi, not since 2014, to your point, have we seen this. And now, as the best on best go at it in a bigger tournament, Four Nations last year was great, but it's only four countries, right?
Right.
So now that you have this bigger stage and Team USA strong in goal, and listen, we got a couple of guys for Team Canada that Tom Wilson and Logan Thompson, who I both hope get to go here, and we see them there. Tom Wilson seems to be trending in the media in Canada as being someone who will probably be there. I think there's a real good chance he will be. I hope Logan Thompson is. He's the best Canadian goalie going. You'd think they'd figure that out. But, you know, he came from Vegas to Washington, and the Vegas guys are in the search committee, so to speak, for the team. And, you know, I don't know. You know, I get the sense that, you know, things are a little frosty there. They better get over it, because Logan's the best goalie. He needs to go, and I hope he does. And he's just been terrific for this team, such a good citizen in the room, and very happy that, you know, what he's been able to do, one of the best goalies in the NHL again this year. What a great move for the Caps to get him. But, yeah, hopefully we got some local flavor going over there, too. We'll find out here.
All right. Very
Make
good.
It more interesting.
Yep. Thank you for your time, John. We appreciate it.
All right, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right.
John Walton brought to you on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Coming up, the college football weekend. It's the calm before the rivalry storm weekend. And a pet peeve that I need to get off my chest. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Zabe sitting in.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boost, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration. Leg requirements and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.